Welcome to the Home Building Hero, where we help you become the hero of your new home by providing you all the information that you need. No matter if you're an industry pro, you're building, or you're buying, we got you covered here at the Home Building Hero. We're coming to you live today from the LP Studios here in Wisconsin. I'm your host, David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. Thank you for tuning in today. Today's topic, the government to ban gas stoves. Hey guys, thank you again for tuning into the Home Building Hero today. Today's topic is a current event that just hit the news over the last few days here, and I thought I'd provide a little information on it and chime in on it. Anytime there's regulations that ultimately affect housing, I think it's obviously worthwhile that I spend some time focusing on it and sharing that information with you guys, because quite honestly, all those things, every single regulation that affects housing can have a profound impact on the industry. And a lot of times when these things come up, there's some sort of study or there's a data point that everyone bandies about to push the issue in the media and get people on board with it potentially, or scare people into the fear of having to change into something else. And a lot of times, I see the counterpoint or, obviously it's a concerted effort to get a certain message out. I think we all know that. We've learned that over the last few years. And, I'm just going to try and be as fair as I can on this topic, but I definitely do have my opinion on it. Now, I'm going to be very clear as well. This is coming from a guy that has an electric stove. Like, I've used electric stoves most of my life. When I was a child, we had a gas stove in our cottage up north, and I cooked on it quite a bit as a kid even. I've always cooked a lot. So, I've used both, but I like the electric from the convenience, and I don't have to clean as much of it. You get those nice ceramic tops. So I'm kind of an electric stove guy myself, but I am really a big proponent of let the market decide, let people decide for themselves what they do and what they can and can't do in their own home. And if they want to, pick one or the other, so be it. So that's kind of my perspective on it. But there are 40 million people right now that are using gas stoves. That's a lot of people. That could potentially affect a lot of people. About 38% of the market is gas stove. So out of all the stoves sold, out of 138 people will choose gas over electric. So I'd say that makes sense. I mean, on our new homes, we set them all up first for electric, but we allow them to have gas at no charge, so they can switch and have either one. We'll put in either, and then every once in a while, we'll put in both for people. But my question kind of first when I saw this was like, wow, that seems aggressive. And where did this come from? And as you start digging into it, it's kind of interesting because the wheels have been in motion on this for a little while. There started to be a big media blitz on this around 2020 is when they started to drop some articles on this. But as I started to look back, the original kind of declaration about this came from the Consumer Protection and Safety Commission, which is a government commission. But they got their marching orders from the World Health Organization. Now, if you look up and follow the World Health Organization at all, you'll see that their track record is not very grand. And quite honestly, I don't trust them one bit. I don't trust that organization at all. In fact, there's a lot of very strange and potentially evil things coming out of that group. So I am always very wary of anything that comes from the World Health Organization. Now, they do cite, and I'm going to say that, I get it. They do cite that there are some people that are getting sick from the off-gassing of these gas stoves. Okay, and nitrogen dioxide and carbon dioxide are the two things that they're saying have elevated levels when you use a gas stove. Obviously, when you're burning gas, you're going to have an off product from it. Now, they're saying that this is causing, asthma, especially in young kids. Okay, that could be, you know, a legitimate concern. I haven't seen studies to contradict yet. There hasn't been a lot of data other than these couple data points. So, you know, I take that with a grain of salt a little bit, but that could be a concern. And certainly if you have those concerns yourself, you have the right to go buy a different stove. You know, if you're building a house and you're concerned about it, then put an electric stove. No one's saying, you know, you have to have a gas stove. But for the government to say you can't have it anymore, that seems to be kind of an overreach. And there's been a lot of blowback already on social media. And I've already heard the government's considering walking this back because of the blowback on it. Now, they are going to be doing a public comment period sometime over the winter. So, you know, if this is something that you feel strongly on either side, you pro-gas, anti-gas, whatever, you know, you definitely are going to want to try and get your voice heard on it. You know, obviously reaching out to your elected officials. If they do have a public comment period, certainly leave your comments. So the other thing that's linked to this, though, that I think is interesting is, you know, we talked about the World Health Organization kind of driving this. But the other thing that's interesting with this is when the Inflation Reduction Act was passed. Again, a humongous bill. People didn't have a chance to read through the whole thing. But they put in there an $840 rebate for people to get rid of their gas stoves. So the wheels have been in motion on this for a little while. And this is, again, as part of a concerted effort, as part of the government trying to mandate certain things. So if they were to do this, I am going to be very clear from what I've read so far. They're not going to make people who have a gas stove in their home rip it out and, you know, put in electric, you know, at not only the expense of losing your stove, but then also plumbers, electricians, and so on and so forth, which actually gets fairly costly. No, they're just going to go after new construction. Again, we're talking about a pretty small segment of the housing market. You know, what about all the other millions of homes on the market that have these already? Again, what it comes down to me and why I dislike this so much is that it's just another cost or another, you know, barrier in housing and trying to keep housing affordable for people when it's clearly very unaffordable. So that's kind of where I'm coming from, because again, my goal here is to try and make sure that we have housing for everyone and that it's a basic human right and we should be able to own housing and keep it as affordable and as accessible as possible. So that's where I come from on it. Again, like I said, I'm an electric stove guy. Myself, I'm fine with it, but you know, I don't like to be told what to do in a country that's free. That's my opinion. Now you have it. So the other thing that's interesting is the impact that this would have on the restaurant industry as well. So we talked about housing again. So you got probably 2/3 of people already using electric anyway. So I guess that's the one positive there. But on the restaurant industry, there's a lot of outrage from chefs because a lot of, especially in the higher end restaurants, they like to cook with gas. They like that sear that they can get with it. And they also have said, Andrew Gruhl, he was a celebrity chef on TV from California. He came out and did a pretty good dialogue on this and obviously very much not in favor of it. But he also said, and this is interesting because it disproportionately affects Asian and Korean restaurants that like to do what they call flash frying, where they have to get it very, very hot. You can really only achieve that right now with a gas stove. And then you also have a lot of those restaurants too where they have like the table side where they cook the food in front of you, and those are done on, you know, gas stoves and so on and so forth. So that is another challenging and disproportionate thing that becomes of this. And it's sort of like whenever the government starts to involve in stuff like that, they kind of pick winners and losers a lot of times. And that's kind of what I feel like might be happening here. So again, if there's health concerns and if you can see more data on it, you know, hey, it makes sense. But the other thing I'm going to say is you have the ability to choose your ventilation. So if you're worried about health, you know, most people that put in gas stoves put in a ventilated cooktop in all our new homes, and most builders nowadays that build new homes have ventilation of their homes that goes outside It doesn't just vent through the house. It goes all the way outside. And you can always increase your ventilation when you're building a new home. So a lot of people that do put in the bigger gas cooktops, they put in larger ventilation. And that's a good thing to do because these new homes are more airtight. So, you know, if you're building a home that's very airtight and you use a gas stove, you're not ventilating it outside, I can see the reason for that. But that's not the case. The case is that most people put in ventilation and they can easily upsize their ventilation to help draw that out. So if you want to cook with gas stoves and draw it out, you can certainly do that. The other concerning factor is this. When's it going to stop? Because there's already been sort of the war on the gas industry. We've seen it with the gas prices. Obviously, that's affected cost of homes and cost of construction, cost of everything. And even at the grocery store, we all know this. Now they want to go after the gas stoves. And Governor Kathy Hochul of New York just came out around the same time and said, we are going to ban gas for heat for homes in New York. So you see where this might be going. And I didn't look up the data on how many homes are heated with gas versus electric, but I can pretty much guess that the majority of the homes built in this entire country are heated by gas because it's efficient, it's easy to use, it's readily available. Yeah, it's cost efficient too. Electric heated homes are not efficient and they're, but this is where they're going. You can see this. It's the whole frog in the pot of water, right? You've heard the story. You put a frog in a pot of water and you gradually turn up the heat and eventually it'll sit and it'll boil itself. But if you crank the heat up really fast, the water or the frog will jump out of the water and they'll notice the difference. This is kind of what's happening right now, right? They're starting to turn the dial. First, they, you know, making our gas prices go up. Then they're going to start banning gas stoves. Then they're going to say you can't have gas heat. And we're just sitting there and we're sitting there and we're sitting there. So this is just really to create awareness. You know, we have something that works really well in gas heat. It's used primarily in almost all the homes. And I have a feeling that's what they're going to try and target next. And I don't know that that's going to work really well. There isn't solutions. And there certainly isn't power on the grid either to handle converting all over to electric heat. And they'll say, well, add more solar. But they're just pretty soon we're going to have to take all our farmland and build solar panels on it just to try and even get close to enough electricity to power electric homes and electric cars and everything else that they want to electrify. Again, down the road, as the technology improves, as the efficiency improves, as the cost goes down, if there's a gradual shift over to more electric everything, that's fantastic. That's fine. But to mandate it and enforce it is not good policy. It's not going to be effective. It's going to be painful. It's going to result in issues, power outages and things like that. Look what happened in Texas about 2-3 years ago with the resin plant. When they had that big freeze in Texas, they had converted their plant almost to all electric. And that worked fine until the weather got a little bit colder than normal and everything shut down. The resin factory, and one of the only ones in the entire country, shut down. And that's what helped shoot up the price of OSB and many of the other products because they went all in on electric and it wasn't ready. It wasn't able to be handled. And that's what happens when you try and force things instead of letting, you know, the market kind of dictate itself. So interesting stuff, interesting thing that's going on there. And certainly if you're concerned about the health risk, please, you know, look into it. And if you feel like, you know, a gas stove isn't good for you anymore and you want to switch, you know, feel free to do that. And it looks like there's some money available as a rebate if you decide to do that. Certainly, you know, consider that, but to mandate it on new construction or mandate what people do in their own homes, I think is a vast overreach.
Once again, thank you for tuning in to the Home Building Hero, broadcasting live from the Bellman Home Studio. If you haven't already, please make sure to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and make sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Until next time, I'm David Bellman, signing off.